Music Tuesday.
Hey everyone, welcome. It's another iTunes New Music Tuesday, and I think we're actually on time this week. I'm Kim Monroe.
And I'm Dixon, because we're recording on Monday.
Shh. It's live every time.
Oh, that's right. It is live.
Oh, yeah. So we got some good stuff for you this week, and I'm going to let my pal Dixon get things going. And I got to tell you, though, I love this song.
I do, too. It's first off, welcome back to another New Music Tuesday. If you're new to the show, it's a podcast where we go over the newest music in the iTunes store. Hopefully you haven't heard it. And first up this week, we have Cass Haley. Some of you might know Cass from his runner-up performance on America's Got Talent. So he has quite the fan base so far. And Kim, you said you're a fan of this?
I am. Mm-hmm. I saw him during the show. Like, it was during, you know, the summer, and there wasn't a ton of things on. And I just got really sucked into the show, and mainly because of this guy, because his story was really sweet. You know, he's got a little boy.
And he's from Texas, I think, too.
He is from Texas. Yeah. And, yeah, this was like one of the first songs I heard him do on the show, and it gave me chills.
Yeah, Cass has got a really good sound. It's something between Jack Johnson, Bob Marley, and maybe some Sublime.
Mm-hmm.
It's very different, but when you hear it, it sounds great, and it's definitely unique. So, off his new album, Cass Haley, we picked the cover song, Walking on the Moon, which of course is a Police cover, but check it out here on iTunes.
I said giant steps up would we take, walking on the moon. Oh, I hope my legs don't break, walking on the moon. Said that we could walk forever, walking on the moon. Said that we could be together, walking on the moon. Walking on the moon.
All right, you just heard from Cass Haley, the America's Got Talent runner-up winner. I guess you can get a winner, but from the runner-up on America's Got Talent, and that was Walking on the Moon.
He lost, by the way, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Sure.
He lost to a ventriloquist, which I thought was really bizarre.
Wow.
But anyway, yeah. You can go see the ventriloquist in Vegas, and Cass Haley will be touring all around the country, so.
There you go. Anyways, that's off his new debut album, Cass Haley. And moving on, we're going to start off with some of our Grammy artists from last night, if you happen to catch the show, with Alicia Keys. She actually won last night for Best Female R&B Grammy of the Year. So congratulations, Alicia. Well-deserved. And since we're getting into Valentine's Day this week, this is one of our Valentine's Day picks. And it's Like You'll Never See Me Again from Alicia Keys. Okay, we just heard from multiple Grammy winner Alicia Keys and Like You'll Never See Me Again, added to your Valentine's Day playlist.
Did you watch the Grammys last
night? I watched
night?
Parts of it, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of flipped back and forth through it. I saw her performance. John Mayer came out and played, and I saw the Foo Fighters.
I saw that, too, with the,
that was good.
The winner. Yeah, it was really good with the string orchestra in the back.
Yeah, so. That made it pretty
congrats
cool.
Congrats to the girl who won that. I forget your name, but...
Yeah, me too.
Your 15 minutes has started now.
No, it started last night, and I think it's pretty much up at this point. Hey, believe it or not, REM's got a brand new record coming out. It's called Accelerate, and it's due out April the 1st. I'm really excited about it. I've heard a couple of tracks from it. It kind of goes back a ways. I'm trying
like
to think.
Like
the
Monster? Or is that too far back?
Maybe a little too far back, but... And I could see the album cover in my mind, and I'm...
Was it Up? Wasn't there an album called Up?
No, not that one. That's too recent. It's in between there. More like 97, right when Bill Berry...
Automatic for the People?
Yeah, somewhere like around in there. So there's a lot
apparently
of like...
Apparently something like those albums, but that's not quite the one.
I
they
know,
have so
I'm
many
not...
to choose from.
anyway, yeah, considering this is their 14th. But it's definitely got some rock tracks, less experimental, more in the vein of what you would expect from REM. That's what I was trying to say. And it was recorded in only 9 weeks over in London. There will be a full summer tour. It'll be like their first major tour in about 10 years. And supporting acts Modest Mouse and The National, both of which are favorites of
mine.
That's
a great tour right there.
I know. I'm so excited. And
free tickets. If you want to send them our way, Dixon and Kim.
Yeah, please, we'll go. So this is the first single from the upcoming album Accelerate, and it's called Supernatural Super Serious. It's new from REM on iTunes. He's alive, he's alive. Are you crying? That's right, REM is back. Supernatural, Super Serious. You can get that single now on iTunes, and it's on their forthcoming album, Accelerate. Let's see, we got another one. It's Valentine's Day coming up, so we've got a lot of lovey-dovey kind of songs on here. One from Miss Jill Scott. And this goes from her third studio LP, The Real Thing, Word and Sounds, Volume 3. It was released at the end of last year. And Jill Scott, My Love, on iTunes.
You chose her 'cause she's sweet as pie. Take what you give, even your lies. But baby, are you happy without me? She scrubs your bag, washes your clothes, gives you everything that you ask for. But don't you ever want more? 'Cause my love is deeper, tighter, sweeter, higher, flyer. Didn't you know?
That was Jill Scott and My Love. A little Valentine's gift from us at iTunes. We want to, you know, send our love your way.
Buy songs, it's the ultimate gift, right after a diamond.
Right.
All right, moving from Jill Scott, we're going to go over, across the pond to the UK and this band called Air Traffic. Now, technically, this album didn't come out on Tuesday. I'm kind of bending the rules here a bit. But it's a new album that came out late in the summer, and I just heard it for the first time, and I thought it was just fantastic, and I wanted to share it with you guys. The album is called Fractured Life, and the song I picked is called Shooting Star. The track's about their rise in the mainstream world of UK alt-rock, and the whole album is great. You can't... Mm-hmm. There's all the tracks phenomenal. You should buy the whole album, to be honest. But since we can only play one song in the show for 30 seconds, the one I picked here is Shooting Star, so check it out now.
And I'm sure that you end up coaxing to find the
Right, you just heard from the UK band Air Traffic and their latest song called Shooting Star off the album Fractured Life. And moving back from the UK back into the USA, we have Herbie Hancock, who last night won the biggest Grammy.
The biggest upset of the night.
The biggest upset of the night. Album of the year.
Album of the year.
Which wasn't record of the year.
No. Record of the year was Amy Winehouse.
Yes, because albums and records apparently are different. I don't quite understand it myself.
Record, I think, has more to do with song, doesn't it?
It might. I've always been confused.
I had it figured out at one point, and now I don't remember which is which. There's something
anyway,
weird about it.
You guys
it,
can yeah. probably find it on Google, and I'll look it up afterwards. But last night's Grammy. Big winner again was Herbie Hancock with his latest album, River, The Joni Letters. And the track I picked out is actually the title track, River, and it features Corinne Bailey Rae. This album also features Tina Turner, also on the Grammys last night, Norah Jones, and Joni Mitchell, among many other performers on the record. So let's check out jazz great Herbie Hancock's latest song, River, The Joni Letters, here on iTunes.
It's coming on
cutting down trees and putting up reindeers and singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate.
All right, we just heard from Album of the Year winner, Grammy winner, Herbie Hancock, and his latest album, River, the Joni Letters, and that song was called River, featuring Corinne Bailey Rae.
Yeah, you know what I was kind of hoping for was to get a camera shot, get a camera on Kanye to see his reaction when they called Herbie Hancock, because
he thought it was going to be him, or Amy Winehouse.
Yeah, I think he thought it was more going to be him.
I think he should have won.
Yeah, really?
I'm a Kanye fan. Yeah, I like the album from start to finish. I thought it was fantastic.
I probably would have went with Amy.
I think
Amy,
it was better than Amy Winehouse's.
Mm.
I think his album overall was stronger from start to finish.
Okay, well that's fair.
That's my interpretation. You may send me contradicting emails and feedback. That's my vote. Should the Grammys ask for my vote next year?
Maybe they should. They should consult with us.
Perhaps. Moving on.
I'm going to take us back over the pond again, if you don't mind. I like that expression.
Let's go.
So here's a little something special for the sweethearts once again. Valentine's Day is Thursday. So Richard Hawley, who used to be with Long Pigs at one point and also Pulp, he's got an EP available with this next track, which is his latest single from Ladiesbridge and Valentine. It's Richard Hawley.
Don't need no valentines, no, no. Don't need no roses. So just take me back in time, no, no. Now you're not here. Hold me. Just tonight, sleep will tend me.
That was Richard Hawley and Valentine from the Valentine EP on iTunes. And another lovey-dovey song. It's from The Bird and the Bee. And they're an LA indie pop duo, Inara George, who is the bird, and Greg Kirsten, the bee. This is their Valentine's gift to their fans. It's a special EP called One Too Many Hearts. And this track, I thought, you know, got to balance it out. Everybody's all in love, whatever. This song's called Last Day of Our Love from The Bird and the Bee. And it's on iTunes.
Take all my loves, my love. Take them unto thee. On the last day of this romance, our flame will blush till it.
A little treat from The Bird and the Bee, and Last Day of Our Love. Dixon, you're up.
This is the New Music Tuesday, Single of the Week.
All right, everybody, it's time for Single of the Week, and this time we have Adele and her song, Hometown Glory. She's started to find a lot of success in the UK, going again back across the pond, and she's starting to build up her US audience, and the song that we feature this week is called Hometown Glory, and it's very mellow. It's got a very heavy piano melodic sound to it. It sounds like something that's going to be on Grey's Anatomy, should the writer strike end. This is, if you're a fan of like the music that's been in Grey's Anatomy, like a Matt Kearney or a Snow Patrol, or it has that sort of sound. I think Ingrid Michaelson,
right?
Just a really great singer-songwriter. The piano's, you know, haunting in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, check it out. It's Adele with Hometown Glory here on iTunes.
From my hometown, made in memories, a phrase. From my hometown, ooh, the people I've made are the wonders of my world. Are the wonders of my world.
All right, right, you just heard the single of the week, which was from Adele, and the song was called Hometown Glory.
And it's free. That's the best part of Single of the Week. So you get a little something to try out for free, see if you like the rest. Kindred, the family soul, also referred to simply as Kindred. We've got this song, Where Would I Be? Kindred is made up of Fatine Densler and his wife, Asia Graydon. They were discovered by Jill Scott, and the album, In This Life Together, was actually released in 2006 and spawned this single, Where Would I Be? And the duo just most recently performed at the Super Bowl this past, what, couple weeks ago in Detroit?
2 weeks ago now.
Yeah, two.
Way to go, Giants.
Once again. Kindred, or just simply known as Kindred the Family Soul, or you could just call him Kindred. It's Where Would I Be?
You don't recognize it, but I tell you no lie. You're the reason why my life has turned around. Every day I'm thankful, and at times I don't show you. My world would be incomplete if I didn't know.
Who would I be without you?
If I didn't know you.
Where would I be if I didn't know you?
Where would I
be? That was Kindred, and Where Would I Be?
All right. And let's start, before we wrap up the show, we have our weekly listener email. We take an email from everybody out there that writes in, and we decide to feature it here on the show. This week, we got a note from Paul, who's from Las Vegas, and he wanted to suggest a new country up-and-coming star, if you will, CJ Borden. She has a new album called A Songwriter's Collage, and he said it's not like your usual country. There's some real substance here. And the single is called Louis Vuitton, but other songs that are
cool.
Yeah. Other songs that are even heavier, have more meaning, he suggests, are Do It Again and It Never Crossed My Mind. But we're going to feature Louis Vuitton for this week. So check it out. It's CJ Borden and her new country single, Louis Vuitton, here on iTunes. All right, that was another listener pick. It was from Paul in Las Vegas. Again, he wanted to hear CJ Borden and her new song, Louis Vuitton, off the album, A Songwriter's Collage. So check it out. And if you guys would like to write us, you can always get us at nmtpodcast@apple.com, which stands for New Music Tuesday Podcast at apple.com. Send us an email with the latest songs you want to hear, any good bands you find, any feedback on the show, just to say hi. Your favorite recipe, I don't know. Just drop us a note.
Yeah, whatever it might be.
You know, there's a good chance you'll get featured on a show in the upcoming weeks. I know we've gotten a bunch of requests now, and I haven't gotten to everybody, and I can't reply to everybody's email, so I'm sorry. We might get to yours.
And I won't, because I'm lazy.
We might get to your email at a later show, but please keep writing us in. We appreciate it, and you guys rock.
Thank you.
And one more thing.
Yes.
I keep mentioning that we are going to be changing the feeds. That still isn't ready. I know it's been 2 weeks, so... just be ready for when it happens. We'll let you know, but
yeah,
nothing to change yet.
Yeah, so. nothing drastic, and it'll just be basically that you have to resubscribe.
Yeah, we'll go through instructions when it happens.
So. No big. So, we're going to wrap it up and get on out of here, go back to our little cubby holes and do some other work.
That's right.
That's what we do. I'm Kim Monroe.
And I'm Dixon.
And that's going to do it for New Music Tuesday this week. And looks like we're going to be on time, so that makes me very
happy. This
isn't
up on Tuesday. Something went horribly wrong.
Exactly.
So, have a great week, everybody. Talk to you next week.
New Music Tuesday.